And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Rae Grimiel. She's Director of Community Development with Hospice of Acadiana, here to talk about an amazing partnership that they have with the national nonprofit StoryCorps, in particular StoryCorps Legacy. I know many of our listeners, Rae, are very familiar with StoryCorps. Every Friday morning, there are a lot of people who wait to hear that StoryCorps moment where they excerpt interviews from interviews that people have created with members of their family, members of their community. And one of the most wonderful things, as we were saying earlier, is the fact that StoryCorps houses all of these interviews in the Library of Congress. So it's a great opportunity. I know they were here a few years ago when they were making the rounds of the country, just StoryCorps. They came and stayed for several days in our community, and it was fascinating to see the people who came to their the StoryCorps booth and recorded interviews. But tell us, before we start talking about the StoryCorps Legacy Program, tell us a bit about Hospice of Acadiana. I think there are a lot of people who may not know how long you all have been in our community and what your mission is in the community.
Hospice of Acadiana is Acadiana's oldest hospice. We have been here since 1983. We are a nonprofit, which makes a big difference in that our mission statement is for the community. We do hospice care, not only in the home, but in hospitals, nursing homes. It's wherever our patients are. And besides doing the hospice care, one of our missions is community education. We have a wonderful Center for Loss and Transition. And our Center for Loss and Transition provides grief counseling, bereavement counseling, as well as we have a program that we're calling our community partnership, where people who have found out that their loved one is dying can come for counseling. Because the minute that a family member is these services are free of charge to the community.
And how many people do you have working on staff? I'm sure you have hundreds of volunteers, but actually, how is it structured?
Actually, we have we're separated into several different departments, but in our clinical department, we have over 17 hospice and palliative care trained nurses who are certified in that, as well as our the rest of our nurses. We have three physicians who are hospice and palliative care trained. They're certified. But the thing that makes us different is that we have volunteers. We have over 24 volunteer physicians who go out. They make house calls. They visit our patients. If you need to see a physician, our hospice physicians are there, and they do. You know, when was the last time you heard that somebody was going to make a house call? You never hear that. But also, we have over 350 volunteers who all go through training, and they do a multitude of different tasks. We have them working in the office. We have some who go out and do meeting with family members, who meet with our patients, who can just sit there. We have some who do counseling. We have some that actually just pray and just talk with our patients. So we have a lot of people doing a lot of things, and we do have a volunteer training coming up on October 1st. So if anybody wants to become a Hospice of Acadiana volunteer, please give us a call.
What has been the most interesting part about working for hospice for you? What drew you to work for the organization, and what moves you the most about working for hospice?
It's seeing how much good that organization does. It's all from the heart. Because when somebody hears that their family member is at the end of their life, it's such an honor to be a part of their journey, because it really is. Nobody gives you a roadmap and says, this is how it's going to be. We all are on this journey. And to be able to help families with all of the things that are going on, all the emotions, to see what our social workers and our nurses do to help the families during the process, and then afterwards, when we have all of our bereavement counselors that help the families after the patient is gone. It is really, it's just the notes that people send us saying, we couldn't have done it without you. Such loving and wonderful people. that's when you know you're doing something right. Mm.
Such a valuable service in the community. Well, now, I do remember the tone in your voice when I spoke to you about this project. You had emailed me and then we spoke. You were so excited to be in partnership with StoryCorps and in particular StoryCorps Legacy. What attracted you to this program and why were you so excited about being in partnership with them?
Well, just saying StoryCorps and listening to NPR and having heard all of the wonderful stories, and then to sit there and say, oh my gosh, they want to hear about us. They want to hear about Acadiana. Mm-hmm. What makes us so wonderful? And honestly, I don't think they could have picked a better part of the state to choose than us. And we at Hospice of Acadiana are truly honored because they chose Hospice of Acadiana to be their Louisiana partner right now. Mm. And so with that being said, you look at Acadiana, you know, I was out in your lobby looking at the book that was put out several years
ago. Image de Lafayette.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it's amazing when you sit there and you look at all the old houses and all the old names, and you're going, I wonder what story's behind this house or behind that. Mm-hmm. And every day you see the people that you'll say, oh, well, wait, they grew up in that house or they might know this story. And there's so many different stories that are getting, they're lost. Mm-hmm. And the more things that we can do to save our stories, to save Lafayette, our history, our culture, and we're so diverse. We mm-hmm. have not only the people who were born and raised here, the Acadians, the Creoles, the Indians, all that. We also have that large oil population that moved to Lafayette. Mm-hmm. So you're getting an influx of people who moved into our little enclave, which have totally different experiences. I mean, they could have been in Oklahoma. They could have been a Dust Bowl baby. There, mm-hmm. you know, there's all these different stories that these people will remember that they bring to our wonderful culture.
And I'm sure it helps individual families as well. Sometimes we don't think to ask about those stories. Sometimes where we think we've heard them or we think we know everything about a member of our family, but we don't. And we've never taken that time, that hour to actually ask the questions.
To sit there. How many times do I think about my grandmother and I think, oh gosh, she would know the answer to this. And I just never asked. Mm-hmm. And it's those moments. And a lot of times these people, and especially the way the StoryCorps program set up, they are going to be able to tell their story. They're going to be able to tell it on their terms, how it happened, what happened. And it's going to be, it's a wonderful oral history. And it's the history that we really need. And it's not just certain people or certain socioeconomic groups. It's going to be people from all walks of life, all areas of our 9-parish service area, because we service 9 parishes, Acadiana. So they'll be able to sit down and we'll be able to hear what they have to say. And it's not, and also their families, what the families have to say. Because when you get the mixture of parent or grandparent and then a child, that's when you get a good repertoire going.
Well, I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest Ray Grimiaw is with Hospice of Acadiana. She's the Director of Community Development. They are in partnership with the national nonprofit StoryCorps Legacy to preserve the stories of people in this community with life-threatening conditions. How does StoryCorps Legacy work? Because I think our people who listen to KRVS are aware that there's not a professional interviewer there. This is between family members, friends, people in the community. How does that work and how will it work in your program?
Well, with us, we're starting training next week and we'll have 12 to 13 volunteers who we are going to train through StoryCorps. StoryCorps is coming down. They're bringing wonderful staff members to train us with the equipment and also help us learn and guide us on how to start the interviews, how to get the family members involved in the interviews, how to get the person to open up and speak. But you know, there are very few people in Louisiana that aren't willing to speak. So I think that we probably
they like to tell their stories.
They like to tell their stories. And I think really that is the main thing, because it's the training that we are really looking forward to and finding out what exactly we need to do.
Now, are you asking for, just a moment ago, you were talking about a volunteer session that you're having coming up soon. The volunteers who are going to be involved in the StoryCorps, are these people, are you asking for volunteers, or are these people who have been with hospice for quite a while?
These are hospice volunteers that we're using right now because just they've gone through our training.
They're very familiar.
They've gone through our training process, and they have all of our HIPAA and our regulations, and they know what we're doing.
Okay, so the volunteer event that you're talking about is for people who just are wanting to be introduced to hospice and to see what they could possibly do with hospice. This is not the StoryCorps.
It's not the StoryCorps. Okay. This is, but it's also it's a segue into things like this.
Right. Well, how long will you be using these volunteers to help collect stories? Is this a month-long process? How long will you be involved with StoryCorps?
Right now, we are signed on for 3 months, so we will be doing a total of 30 interviews. So we're sort of planning on about 10 interviews a month. That's what we're doing. And after we do the interviews, we get all the paperwork, get it ready, and then we send it to StoryCorps. It goes off, and then it goes through its final processes and cleaning up and getting it straight, and then it goes into the Library of Congress.
And that's going to be saved there for families and just people who are interested in finding out about different aspects of American life.
And the good thing is that a lot of these stories, we will have copies that we'll be able to give to the families, so the families will be able to have a record of what's gone on.
And then there's also the possibility that one or some of these stories might end up on that Friday morning program.
Could you think of anything better than waking up on Friday morning and hearing about somebody from Lafayette, Louisiana, who's a hospice of Acadiana patient or a hospice of Acadiana family? To me, that is the greatest benefit. It's the one thing that we really look forward to is the possibility of us being aired nationally.
Well, I want to tell people again, I'm speaking with Ray Grimion with the Hospice of Acadiana. They are partnering with StoryCorps, StoryCorps Legacy. It's a special initiative of StoryCorps to work with people with life-threatening conditions. And Hospice of Acadiana has been working in our community for many, many, many years, and certainly has the volunteer force that will be able to help with StoryCorps Legacy. I know that StoryCorps has a web presence, and people can go to the StoryCorps website. I'm sure they have a StoryCorps Legacy segment as well.
Yes, if you go to StoryCorps' website, there is a legacy link. You click on that, and it will give you a wonderful history of the legacy program. There's some wonderful interviews, actually, where you can listen to past interviews that they've recorded. And it really gives you a good insight on what the legacy program's about.
And, you know, that's probably something, having your staff go through the training that will help them in years to come, to help family members talk. You know, at that time it's very difficult and emotions are very strong, but those are excellent times to ask all those things you haven't asked about a person's life. And your volunteers will be skilled in helping them to do that.
And that's part of it also, because we do have the opportunity afterwards, since we've gone through the training, is to continue on long after the legacy program, the project is over, because we will have the skill set.
Again, Hospice of Acadiana, Ray Grimion has been working with them as their Director of Community Development. If anyone is interested in becoming a volunteer, a general volunteer, what do they go through, this training session that you were talking about?
On October the 1st, we will have training for our new volunteers. We do require that you sign up beforehand, and that's contacting Ann Wallace at 232-1234. And our volunteer training, we train our volunteers. We give them a broad overview of Hospice of Acadiana, because we are such a diverse and large organization that everybody has an area that they can fit into. It's sort of amazing when you sit there and you think that we have volunteers. One came in today with little teddy bears that she has made because we give these to our patients because a lot of them have, when their fingers start to cramp and they go in and they start to form a fist, they put teddy bears in there so they are not biting into their skin. We have some volunteers who do nothing but go and say the rosary or pray or talk. We have some volunteers who will go in and their thing is filing or making phone calls. So you don't have to be a patient care volunteer. You can volunteer in many different ways. And we do serve 9 parishes. People think, well, is it only Lafayette Parish? No. We need volunteers in Acadia. We need volunteers in Vermilion, St. Landry, St. Mary, Iberia. Go 50 miles around Lafayette, and that's where we need volunteers. And we really would love to see you come.
So you don't have to have a special skill set to become a volunteer.
Loving heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you'd like to find out more about volunteering and this particular volunteer session, you can call Hospice of Acadiana. And find out more about StoryCorps, go to their website, listen to some of those interviews, and know that that's happening in our community. Hospice of Acadiana partnering with StoryCorps Legacy to preserve the stories of people in this community with life-threatening conditions. So perhaps someday we'll get to hear those interviews, and I'm sure you'll be housing those interviews at Hospice of Acadiana
as
well.
We will.
Well, Ray, thank you so much for your work in getting StoryCorps Legacy to come to our community, to Acadiana, and for your work over so many years with volunteers and helping people to become a part of the process of Hospice of Acadiana.